Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Bavli, Masechta Perek Vav, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afayin Yerziva Kahalgon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Mishiyash LeBar Lefneim Beisach Chaveroi. A fellow has a bar, a water cistern, a water storage tank inside his friend's house. The Ruvain owns this bar in Shimon's house, and he's obviously allowed to go in to get water. The question is when. So Nichas B'Shash Shederach Bnei Adam Nichnasin V'Yotze B'Shash Shederach Bnei Adam Yotzen. He's only allowed to go in when it's normal for people to go in, and he has to leave when it's normal for people to leave. That means he's allowed to go in during the day, but at nighttime he has to leave. He can't come knocking on the door in the middle of the night saying, I want water. That's not a normal shtamshus, a normal usage of it, and therefore Reuven's limited to coming into Shimon's house to get some water only during the day. Furthermore, he's not allowed to bring his animal into Shimon's house in order to have the animal drink directly from the bar. That's also not normal shtamshus. He has to go inside, fill up his pitcher or jug, and bring it outside to his animal. And lastly, each one has to make a pasachas, each one has to put a lock on the lid of the bar. Obviously, the owner of the bar, Reuven, he has to put a lock on the lid so that Shimon can't steal water, and Shimon as well has to put on a lock, and that's in order to prevent Reuven from being able to come into the house when Shimon's not there. Let's say there's no lock from Shimon on the bar, Reuven might come in when Shimon's not home, and only Shimon's wife is home, and then that might lead to suspicion that something inappropriate is going on between Reuven and Shimon's wife. Therefore, Shimon as well has to have a lock on the bar, so the only time Reuven can get water is when Reuven and Shimon are there. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Mishesh Leginol from Ginos Shachaveroi. A person has a garden inside or behind his friend's garden, so Reuven can only access his garden if he walks through Shimon's, and he has the right to walk right through the middle. He's only allowed to go in when people go in, and he has to leave when it's normal to leave, which means he's only allowed to walk through the middle of Reuven's garden to get to his during the day and not at night. Furthermore, he's not allowed to bring merchants in there. People want to come and buy his vegetables that he's growing in his garden. He can't have them tramping through Reuven's garden as well. He's allowed to walk through Reuven's garden to get some vegetables, but he has to bring them out to the merchants that want to buy them. And also, he's not allowed to walk through Reuven's garden to get to his in order to get to another field that he owns, which might be behind this garden that we're referring to. Even though maybe that's going to be a shortcut, it's going to save him a lot of time from having to go all the way around, it doesn't make a difference. He's only allowed to walk through Reuven's garden in order to get to his garden and not in order to get anywhere else. One more thing regarding this, the outer one, meaning the guy that owns the outer garden, he's allowed to plant the pathway. The way that the inner one usually walks through, it's not that it has to remain completely unplanted for him to be allowed to walk through there. The one who owns the outer garden is allowed to plant that area. Now what about both of them agreed, both Reuven and Shimon agreed that the way he's going to get to the back garden is by entering the front one, turning to the side, and walking along the side of it. Now since this was agreed upon by both of them, he's allowed to go in and leave whenever he wants. Also, he's allowed to bring merchants in there. However, still, he's allowed to go through the outer garden in order to get through a different field of his. No one's allowed to plant on this outer area that he's using as his pathway. We're going to stop it for the day. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.